Please rise. Grace and mercy and peace be yours from God, our Heavenly Father, and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. The text for our sermon today is taken from our Old Testament lesson, Isaiah chapter 8 and chapter 9. We'll read just the second verse of chapter 9, which says, "The people walking in darkness have seen a great light. For those living in the shadow of death, the light has dawned." So far, our text. You may be seated. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, dear fellow redeemed by the blood of Christ, it's not hard to find advice. It's not hard to find people who will give you their opinion. Think about if you're remodeling your home. Not only would your friends and family be happy to give you some advice on contractors they worked with in the past, but after a few quick strokes on your computer, you can find thousands of different reviews on different contractors. Or think about if you're looking for some advice on whether or not you should vote for President Trump this upcoming November. Just ask your followers on Twitter, your friends on Facebook, if they have any opinions on the president. Do you think you'll get some response? Yes, it's not hard to find advice, especially in this internet age. But what is difficult to find is good advice. Advice you can trust. That isn't always easy to find, especially in this internet age, for many people are wandering around asking, "Where can I go to find some good advice?" Now, throughout the centuries, people have looked at a lot of different places in the hopes that they could find some good advice. In ancient Greece, they went to the oracle at Delphi, where they thought the priest or priestesses stationed there would be able to speak from the gods. In ancient Egypt, they thought the gods would come to them in dreams. That's why sometimes the Egyptians were afraid to even fall asleep. Throughout many different cultures, people have looked to signs in astronomy, stars, comets, meteors, thinking that gods were sending messages through them. In fact, even today, people love to look at astronomy, right? How many people read their horoscope day after day or make decisions based on their zodiac sign? Well, in Isaiah's day, in our text, they were starting to be influenced by the nations around them. For when they needed some advice, they weren't reading the books of Moses. They weren't listening to the prophets that God was sending into this world. They weren't offering sacrifices in the temple courts and receiving blessings from the priests the way that God designed it. Instead, since they were influenced by the foreign nations around them, when they needed advice, some Israelites were actually going to mediums or spiritists. They're actually going to those who dabbled in the black arts, thinking that this was a good place to go for advice. And just as it doesn't go well for people today when they play around with Ouija boards or tarot cards, so also it did not go well for the Israelites in Isaiah day when they were looking to advice from these mediums and spiritists. For think about who they were actually receiving advice from. When they went to these mediums or spiritists, they were actually receiving advice from the devil and all his demons. For the devil and his demons can do some pretty powerful stuff through these black arts, right? Just as he can do some pretty powerful stuff through Ouija boards or tarot cards today. In fact, if God allows it, the devil and his demons may even be able to predict some future events. That's why it was an attractive option to those people in Isaiah's day, an attractive option to people today. Who doesn't want to know the future? But do you want the prince of evil? The one who only speaks in lies and half-truths? The one who wants to destroy you and have you burn with him for all eternity in hell? Do you want to receive advice from him? I don't think so. In fact, there's nothing worse than you could do. His advice will only lead to death and destruction. And so it's no surprise that when these Israelites in Isaiah's day were influenced by the nations around them and began going to consult these mediums and spiritists, it's no wonder that as they were living their life, they were starving and full of distress, as Isaiah says. It's no wonder, as Isaiah says, they were cursing out God and their king. It's no wonder, as Isaiah says, they couldn't see the dawn. But no matter where they looked, up or down or all around, they were just sitting there in darkness. For anytime anyone goes to get advice from anyone other than the one true God, they are not in the light. But instead, they are in the darkness. And that's a lesson that we need to keep in mind today. For you see, let's not just shake our heads at these Israelites for consulting mediums and spiritists. Let's not shake our heads at people today who consult Ouija boards or tarot cards. But let's look in the mirror of God's holy law. Let's see how we commit that same sin today. Oh, I don't think any of you dabble around in Ouija boards and tarot cards, and if you are, most definitely stop. Nor do I think that any of you make all your decisions in life based on your horoscope or zodiac sign. But we still fall into this sin. You see, when we need advice, important advice about life, all too often we go to the wrong places. And I'm not just talking about advice on remodeling your home or who you should vote for this upcoming November, but I'm talking about much more important advice than that. I'm talking about advice on how to conduct your life. Advice on who to consult in, who to trust in for your salvation. And all too often, you and I, all too often we look for that advice in all the wrong places, places that just keep us wandering around in the darkness. But think about how easy it is to do sinful things just because everyone else around you is doing them. And I'm not just talking about teenagers or kids either, but even you adults, even if you've disciplined your kids for following the crowd, saying, if everyone else jumped off a bridge, would you? Don't you often fall into that same sin? For if everyone else around you is adding non-essentials to the conference expense form in order to get reimbursed, why can't you? If everyone else around you is fudging the numbers just a little bit to save a few bucks on your taxes, why can't you? If everyone else is ... add whatever you want. And when we do those things, when we follow the sinful crowd around us, we are really looking to this sinful world for advice, and that doesn't turn out well. That leaves us wandering around in the darkness. Or perhaps most of all, the person we like to seek for advice is ourselves. Which also isn't necessarily a good thing, because all of us have that nasty, sinful flesh living inside of us. And so when you make excuses for your sins and try to justify them instead of repenting of them, when you disobey the clear word of God because it seems very attractive to do what your sinful flesh wants to do, or when you don't delve into God's word in time of need, but instead try to rely on yourself to pull yourself out of this funk and give yourself peace, you are looking to yourself for advice. And that's not going to turn out well for you either. It will keep you wandering around in the darkness. And we could name countless other places where you could go for advice. Other places where the advice sounds so good to your ears, but advice that really keeps you wandering around in the darkness. And since there are so many places where you can receive bad advice, so many places that will keep you wandering around in the darkness, you and I and all people, we would have remained in the darkness forever. If God had not intervened. For even if we're searching for new or different or better advice on our own, we could never find it. How could we? We're wandering around in the darkness, and if it's completely dark, we can't find anything. And so we needed God to intervene. We needed Him to shine His light into our lives. And do you know what? That's exactly what our God did. Listen to what Isaiah says about those who are wandering around in the darkness, who are wandering around in so much darkness that they were dabbling in the black arts, going to mediums and spiritists for advice. Isaiah says these words. He says, "The people walking in darkness have seen a great light. For those living in the land of the shadow of death, the light has dawned." And how did God do that? How did God send his light to those people who were wandering around aimlessly in the darkness, receiving all this bad advice and remaining lost? How did God shine his light into their lives? The answer is actually quite simple. He sent his son, Jesus Christ, who we call the light of the world. He sent him into this world. And that's what enlightened all these people who were wandering around in the darkness. It was the light of the world, Jesus Christ himself. Just look at our gospel lesson as proof of that. For in our gospel lesson, Jesus was going throughout the region of Galilee, teaching and preaching the good news. And when he preached that good news, he was the light shining in the darkness. He was giving them good advice, the perfect advice on how they should conduct their lives, on who they should trust in for salvation. And the people noticed, didn't they? They noticed he was the light. That's why Peter and Andrew and James and John began following him at the end of our gospel lesson. It's why large crowds were going around Jesus wherever they went. They recognized that Jesus was the light that was pulling him out of the darkness. For when Jesus revealed himself through his word, and that's what he was doing when he went around preaching. He was revealing himself through the word. When Jesus was revealing himself through the word, the people recognized that they didn't have to do anything to earn favor with God the way they thought they had to when they were wandering around in the darkness. Instead, when Jesus revealed himself through the word, the people were able to see his blood. And they were able to see his righteousness. And they were able to see the forgiveness that he won for them. And they rejoiced that Christ could pull them out of darkness into his marvelous light. And do you know what? The same thing happens today. For there is only one place you can go to find good advice, perfect advice, on how you are to conduct your life, and more importantly, on who you are to trust in for salvation. And that, of course, is God's holy word. For through the Bible, God's holy word, whether you're reading it on your own or whoever is speaking it to you through the Bible, Jesus Christ, the light of the world, is revealing himself to you. He is showing you the blood that he shed for you. He is robing you in the righteousness he won for you. He has given to you the forgiveness which he claimed for you by his death and resurrection. He is revealing all those things to you by shining the light on you through his word. That's why the psalmist in that very familiar passage can say, "Your word is a lamp to my feet and a light for my path." For through the word, the light of the world is revealed. Through the word, the light of the world bursts forth into this dark world, even bursts forth into your dark life. Through the word, Christ opens up your eyes so that you can see the one and only path that leads out of the darkness of your sins, the path he opened up by his death and resurrection. The path that leads to the eternal light of heaven, where there will never be darkness again. It is only through the word that you can see that path. And therefore, my dear Christian friends, you need to be in the word. It's the only place you can go to get that good advice. The only place where Christ, the light of the world, will shine brightly into your dark life. And parents, you need to make sure that your children are in the word. It's a responsibility you have as parents. For it's the only way that they can get good advice, the only way that they can see Christ, the light of the world. For you know your kids are going to be exposed to a lot of bad advice, especially as they get older. It's all around them. It's unavoidable that they're going to be exposed to that. And so you parents, make sure they are in the Word, both by speaking it to them and by modeling it for them. They're watching you. For there's nothing greater that you can do for your kids. For when you are in the Word, or when your kids are in the Word, or when anyone is in the Word, they will undoubtedly be blessed. For the Word gives that good advice, the perfect advice. For through the Word, Christ, the light of the world, reveals himself. And therefore, it's through the Word, and the Word alone, that you are pulled out of the darkness of your sins and brought into the eternal light of faith. Amen. Please rise. Now may that peace of God, which transcends all understanding, keep your hearts and your minds through faith in Christ Jesus unto life everlasting. Amen. You may be seated as we continue with the offering.